from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Proceed to the route.
Navigating.
Go left.
The Continental Divide.
No, wait, I mean go right.
On the road to the White House.
Prepare for bumpy ride.
Hear about it first.
America cannot survive for 4 more years.
Talk about it now. 97.3. The Sky.
Happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah. Well, happy, happy Friday. Come on. Weekend is here. And one of the top stories, this just breaking, U.S. economy added 142,000 jobs in August, but that missed expectations. They were looking at possibly 160,000 gain. It was 142. Unemployment rate dipped slightly to 4.2% as expected, after it had unexpectedly risen to 4.3% in July. All right, more on that later. But right now, we're going to talk to our favorite medical professional in the whole world. Dr. John joins us. Morning, doctor. How you doing?
Hi, happy Friday. I'm doing great. I'm just sitting outside one of the hospitals here at Ocala getting ready to see a patient and hopefully get them home. So that's a good thing for them. And, you know, I tell you, I was happy to be able to call in today because I want to let you all know that that among many other issues I have to deal with every day as a family doctor, the COVID issue has not disappeared. And that is really a sad thing. And I need to go into more detail about with you both because it's really frightening what I've been seeing happen.
All right. But let me first plug the event that's going to help a lot of people into the future. The fourth Florida Summit on COVID. And it's also on food, family, and medical freedom. And that is coming up at the World Equestrian Center October 19th. Register online for tickets. It'll probably sell out. Go to prescribetruth.com. Now, doctor, let's get into the COVID thing. Why is it still around?
Yeah, I can't wait for the, and I'm going to be saying this, and a lot of us will at this conference on October 19th here, but the COVID term is still around because they want people to be fearful. I just got contacted by a clergyman yesterday who tested positive for COVID and was going to cancel out all of his services for the entire weekend because he said his congregation is fearful of him being there, you know, because they feel that they're going to get COVID and they're all going to die. You know, this nonsense has got to stop. I can't say this enough. I studied coronavirus in 1983 at George Washington University Medical School. Coronavirus has been around forever. The fact that now you can shove a swab up your nose and tell that you have coronavirus, if we'd had the same test 40 years ago, we would have had the same result. If we'd had it 300 years ago, it's a cold virus that has mutated a gazillion times. We had a horrendously weaponized variant for 21 and 22, or actually 2021, I should say. Since 2022, it has been a weakened variant that does not lead to hospitalizations. But what they're doing, guys, in the hospitals, I'm seeing it each and every day. they're testing kids. I had a 7-month-old baby up in the Orlando area. I don't go do the hospital work anymore. I have practices in both up in the Orlando area and here in Ocala. But this poor seven, the mother calls me and says, Dr. Littell, they're putting IV into my kid. They're sending off all kinds of blood work. Do all this stuff. The kid tested was COVID, and they sent him home, of course. But I'm like, kids with fevers, can I say this? If you have anybody listening, I have two grandchildren who have just gotten over this. We don't call it COVID. We call it the crud, okay? I like to use that word. They have a high fever. They have a cold. They have a cough. In 35 years, I've seen this zillions of times. But now, because we have these stupid swabs, we're scaring people. Oh, your son has COVID. Your baby has COVID. Your dad has COVID. And they're doing unnecessary things in the emergency rooms to these patients. And, I mean, another patient of mine showed up at a local ER here in Ocala. They wanted to admit him for COVID over the weekend when I was out of town. I was actually in Montana at a wonderful event, so I'll share that some other time. But I was on the phone with the ER doctor, and I spoke to the wife of the patient. I said, you don't want your husband in this hospital with that diagnosis. They were making up things. They went home. I saw him in the office when I got back. He was fine. And they'll do other things that they shouldn't do, including those remdesivir protocols. The Paxlovid, which is useless, it's no better than Tamiflu was for influenza. It's all making money for Pfizer, making money for hospitals, and making people sicker and making people more scared, which is the biggest thing.
How should it be treated, doctor?
Coronavirus is still a bad cold. I mean, for 40 years or 35 years, I've been telling people, some people get over pretty quickly. And again, in our home, when all these kids were sick, and we also took our vitamin D, 10,000 units, two little tiny little gel caps, 10,000 units. Sounds like a lot, but it's two little gel caps of vitamin D. When you're getting sick, double up on vitamin C and zinc. And actually, I've been throwing in magnesium lately, which is really good for immune health. But, you know, there's a lot of things you can do to improve your immune health. Number one, plenty of rest, plenty of fluids. And then should you get sicker, and I haven't done this any different, if you get sicker, what you have the bad bronchitis and you're coughing a lot, or your kid's got the yellow stuff, whatever's going on, and it's going on for more than 5 or 6 days, you might need the Zithromax, you might need the steroids or doxycycline if you're an adult. So there are things out there. You don't need the ivermectin. You don't need the hydroxychloroquine, although God knows those both could be helpful, and I'm not going to say they're not. It's just easier to get the other stuff, you know what I mean? So you can get the Z-Pack and the Zithromax for your child. So I have two people in my household, two of my kids, on azithromycin right now because we all got sick flying back from Montana. But that's still, and we're not testing for COVID. I just want to stop with the COVID hysteria, because in advance of this election, you can guarantee people are going to want to be, they're going to try to quarantine as many people as possible. If it's not COVID, it's going to be something else.
If you take a Z-Pack, isn't that an antibiotic? And aren't we trying to treat not a bacteria, but a virus?
Aren't you something? Yeah, I know your daughter's in medical school, and when she takes the board questions, she's going to have to write, you know, oh, don't use antibiotics for viral illnesses. The beauty of azithromycin, it's called a macrolide. It's actually in the same class as ivermectin, which I've said before should have been called ivermycin. These drugs that came out when I was in the Army stationed at Fort Gordon, we would use them in the barracks when there was this outbreak of bronchitis. And we were wondering, how is this working? We know this isn't bacterial. Well, it has tremendous anti-inflammatory properties. It has antiviral properties. So the macrolides, which used to be just erythromycin, some of your folks remember erythromycin, now it became azithromycin or the Z-Pack, and you can give it to children up. It's the number one drug we give for pneumonia, but whether it's bacterial or viral, it works. And then, of course, doxycycline, which has other side effects, but is also very good, the tetracycline class. So these two classes are not just antibacterial. That's why we can use them, even though on the board questions for your daughter, you're not supposed to use them, but they definitely have tremendous anti-inflammatory properties.
Just real quick, I probably created the confusion. My daughter is a PA at the Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, and she's about to give birth. In fact, yesterday was her due date. It's my son that's in medical school in southern Utah, the St. George system.
Oh, hey, terrific. Yes, well, then your son and your daughter are both getting into healthier, but they're going to have all these questions, and I want to help you in any way you can, because I teach medical students that, I mean, I have 2 to 3 students in my practice every day, and then my daughter, who's down helping me in Kissimmee's DO, and I tell you, they're flocking from all over the country to find a doctor who actually cuts through all this blank and sees the truth of how to take care of patients using natural law principles, Hippocratic principles. And, you know, guys, you know, you even get into things like mental health. You know, people are out there looking for the root cause of illness, the root cause of gun violence, the root cause of anything. I'm telling you right now, it's mental health is the number one thing I deal with in my office. The anxiety is at an all-time high in this country. And it is hard. It is hard for me. And with this COVID hysteria, it makes it no better. People, you know, still, you know, really worrying. And the healthcare system is making them sicker because they keep testing people and scaring them with this COVID diagnosis, when in fact, people need to ratchet it down and realize that wellness and staying well is just not that complicated. It really isn't.
I'm worried about what's coming next. Are we going to have some form of monkeypox or bird flu or some other kind of thing that possibly could be weaponized but could spread quickly and be as damaging or even worse than COVID?
Well, again, if people go to prescribetruth.com and come to that next seminar in just several weeks down here, we're going to have Dr. Steve Hatfield, who is the virologist who was in the White House with Trump begging for them to release hydroxychloroquine stores. He was the expert, by the way, on Ebola. His first claim to fame was over in Africa studying Ebola. He goes to Borneo regularly to look at emerging viral vectors, viral diseases. And between him and Robert Malone and other experts who will be coming, infectious disease people, we'll discuss whether or not monkeypox, bird flu, or other variants of coronavirus are something to really worry about. My thinking is no, but we saw what happens when they perpetuate fear-mongering in this country.
Doctor, we always appreciate your time and your expertise, and we will continue to look forward to talking to you. And once again, it's prescribetruth.com for information on the October 19th event at the World Equestrian Center. And Dr. John, have a great weekend. We wish you the best.
You too. Hey, happy Friday. God bless you both. Be well.
God bless you as well. We appreciate it. All right, it is... we got about 9:17 right now, about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines, of course, the top story, in case you haven't heard. The father of the alleged shooter in Georgia arrested, charged, and he bought the kid an AR after being warned by law enforcement just a couple months prior. We'll catch up on that and more on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. We have made it. It is 9:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Yeah, that's it. They're new.
Yeah.
Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. If you see Pierce, tell him we said hi. Top story. The shooting in Georgia, the latest development, the dad bought the kid an AR after law enforcement spoke with him about the very high probability and possibility that it was his son that put the online threats out there. That was a year ago. Christmas time, dear old dad makes his kid happy by buying him a brand new, spanking new AR-15.
Should have bought him a bicycle.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Colt Gray, the baby-faced Georgia school shooting suspect, was charged with murdering two classmates and two teachers. Apparently and allegedly grew up in a broken and neglectful home. Police and child services visited on a regular basis. His mother, Marcy, 43, has a lengthy rap sheet with drug and domestic violence arrests. His father, Colin, 54, allegedly bought his troubled son an AR-15 for Christmas. He now faces charges of his own for supplying the weapon used in the shooting. One of their neighbors previously said there were problems immediately when they moved in with their three children, and said there were nights the mom would lock the boy and the girl, him and his sister, out of the house. Oh. They'd be banging on the door, screaming, "Mom, Mom, Mom," and crying. It was absolutely devastating, according to the neighbor. No clean clothes. I'm not exaggerating. It was constant abuse. Very, very sad. Gray's maternal grandfather told CNN Thursday night that he was just a good kid who lived in an environment that was hostile. His dad beat him up. I mean, I'm not talking about physical, but screaming and hollering. And he did the same thing to my daughter. Charles Paulimus said this, adding that the boy did not show any outward anger issues, but was affected by his upbringing. Now investigators seeking to understand the suspect's motive are looking into his family's previous contacts with the state's Child Protective Services Agency. That, according to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. This kid is 14, and he was charged as an adult yesterday with four counts of murder after the Wednesday shooting at Appalachie High School in Winder. He is expected to appear in court sometime today.
The son did believe, and the dad was scheduled to
come up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Failure on a lot of different levels here. Still trying to wrap my head around the idea that a father knows his son is troubled, and even told investigators when they were first trying to find out about the online threats that came to the attention of the FBI. You know, and he told them that, yes, he had hunting rifles, but they were secured and he didn't have access to them without his supervision. So you know your kid's troubled to the point to where Child Protective Services has been to visit the house multiple times, troubled to the extent that the FBI was investigating due to, people pointing the finger toward him, and the dad goes out a couple of months later and buys the kid an AR-15.
Unreal.
That's clearly a very, very dysfunctional and troubled family. Mm-hmm. But, the other way to look at it is, unfortunately, there's a lot of troubled families.
Sure.
But not all of the products of those troubled families shoot schools up, thank God. So what makes this particular situation different? And again, maybe like to get into the mental health part of it. Was the kid being treated in some way? And with what? What was he diagnosed with? What was he treated with? And he's charged as an adult in a capital murder case. I don't think that he should have some special right to privacy, HIPAA records, or whatever. That way, people have the possibility of, you know, looking at this particular dynamic, this set of information, and overlay it with other school shooters and say, what's the commonality here? Okay, dysfunctional family, but like I said, that's not everybody turns into a school shooter. You know, mental illness or issues, okay, again, widespread. Millions of kids suffer in some way, shape, or form. They don't resort to that, though. What's the difference? What's the connector to these folks? And maybe there isn't one, but maybe there is. And unless that information is shared, it is, you know, going to be hard to to develop that into, I don't know, some possible theory and some possibility of preventing it in the future. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline. Shep, you're on the air.
You read my story. My family put the dis in dysfunctional. Compared to my family, the Adams family and the Munsters were normal. When I came to school in Ocala, Florida, went to Forest High School, 1974. Just about every pickup truck in the parking lot had a hunting rifle and a shotgun in the back glass. At any one time, there were 30, 40, 50 guns on campus. No one was getting hurt or worse. It is not a gun problem. It is a lack of morals and ethics problem. It is a Ritalin problem. It is fathers not being there for their children's father problem. Okay? It is not a gun problem. And I will say to anyone, I just got into an argument with a woman on Facebook who says they should ban this style of weapon and all that. I said, you know, one Jew to another, you should be able to come up with 6 million good reasons for an armed population.
Wow. That was the clincher. And Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Great.
All right. Well, I wanted to add to that conversation a little bit because I have a son that's 13 and he's involved with DCF and everything, and I just got him about 3 years ago, and they do nothing to help at all, like nothing. And I think that has something to do with it, too, because me being a father, it's impossible to reach out and get help from someone, like, because his mom died, and she was on drugs and stuff. So DCF basically gave the kid to me. The kid is outrageously horrible. And it has nothing to do with me, and I'm trying my best to help him. But there's, like, he's getting kicked out of school for bringing knives that he's found somewhere, and he's, like, touching on little boys and stuff. And I'm telling DCF about it, and they're just laughing at me, basically. So, I mean, there's no alternative. I don't understand what should we do when you have a kid that's underage like that.
Do you have like, medical insurance?
Yes, yes.
And it covers him? Look into him and see if you can at least get him to talk to a mental health professional and get him counseling.
He's doing that.
Oh, he is doing
he's
that.
He's doing that now.
Okay.
But it's not working. It's like, I don't know. All right, so like I said, his mom passed away 2 years ago, and I just got him. Like, I've had him for about a year. And in 1 year, he's turned my household upside down. Like, I'm talking about from molesting little kids. Like, people say that, like, they hung out with him and he tried to touch him, and I've had conversations with him, and it's getting worse. And I've had a teacher even tell me, look, he's going to be in prison by the time he's 15, you know, because that's the route he's on. And I'm his father, and I'm trying, and I have other kids, and I'm reaching out for help, and they're like, good luck, you know?
It's
amazing.
Wow. Look, we feel for you. We wish we had the answers. There it is in a nutshell. There's a father who cares, but he also has other kids he's got to take care of. This kid was kind of dumped on him to some extent, and he's got serious issues. Yeah, I guess at this point it would be in your best interest, the family's interest, and everybody around them, to make sure that law enforcement is aware, and then you're going to have to constantly follow up. And if this touching thing continues, you know, to occur, you know, again, yeah, the teacher's probably right. Now he's going to be in the system, all right, but not the mental health system like he needs, probably in the prison system. It's awful. I genuinely feel for you in that situation. It's clear that you care. anybody has information on how to help him, you know, let us know. It is 9:30, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Happy Friday. 9:40 now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We got a couple suggestions for the man who was having a very difficult time with his son. Rhoda Heaver's Boys Ranch came up, and yep. Greg, you got a call.
Yeah, Eckerd Wilderness Camp.
Eckerd, like the old drugstore, Eckerd yeah. Wilderness mm-hmm. Camp.
Yep.
So, check into things like that if you haven't already. And the sheriffs have a youth ranch system as well, don't they? I don't know exactly, you know, who they serve and what the parameters are, but that would be something worth checking into for sure. And anything else we find out about, we'll share that with you. Birds of a feather. Flip-floppers flock together. Yes.
That's different than I remember it. So what kind of bird are you talking about?
I'm talking about that crazy bird known as Liz Cheney. And here's what I want to know. Okay. She hates Donald Trump. That's been established. Okay. But she actually is coming out and promoting Kamala Harris. In other words, she's got her endorsement. Liz Cheney, the Republican. Daughter of Dick Cheney.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, I just want to know, what do you say to your children or your relatives or others? How do you explain that? That because it's not just anti-Trump, you're willing to throw away all the policies and platforms that you supposedly stood for.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess these flip-floppers flock together. And it's hard to make flippant sense out of it.
Yeah.
Here's what Liz Cheney posted on X. Well, actually, here's what Elon Musk posted on X, but it's just a retweet or whatever from Liz Cheney. This is August 2020, okay? This is what she said. Kamala Harris is a radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, and explode the size and power of the federal government. She wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening on the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her the chance. She just defined what Kamala Harris is all about and why we should not support her and vote for her. But Liz Cheney changed all of that and flip-flopped all the way over to not just being neutral, but a full-throated endorsement of radical, in her words, radical liberal who would raise taxes, explode the size and power of the federal government, recreate America in the image of what's happening in Portland and Seattle. Remember, August of 2020, that would be when those cities were burning, okay? Those cities were burning. How do you look in the mirror? Look, I get it. Politicians, you know, many of them aren't always the most trustworthy people to begin with. But to me, that's akin to really, literally selling your soul. You sold your soul. And it has to go beyond personal hatred for Trump. It has to go beyond that. There's something deeper that has to be there. Because take these circumstances and change who the players are or whatever. When somebody radically changes that much, everybody would question it. Have you lost your mind? Some might say. Does she still consider herself a Republican? Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, I have a possible explanation of what's going on. The mask has come off. If you had told people 20, 30 years ago, hey, there's no difference between the Bushes and the Clintons or the Cheneys and the Bob Doles and this and the left and the right, there's no difference between the two. It's all globalism. You're assuming these people have a soul. We are dealing, as time goes on, there are no more tinfoil hats. It's playing out in reality. We are dealing with people who are soulless. They do not care. these are, and I believe they're Satanists, actually, but there's something wrong with these people. Finally, we can see it straight up.
Yeah. Well, those who have eyes, I hope they can see. And those who have ears, I hope they can hear. And I think you're on exactly on the right path. And that would also explain her hatred for Donald Trump, because he is an impediment. He stands in the way big time to that whole idea of globalism. And it could be true, possibly, that somehow the Cheney family may benefit indirectly, of course, from, you know, the proxy war that may be going on, knowing that Donald Trump will probably put a quick end to it. Peasant with a pitchfork, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Yeah, speaking of Liz Cheney, on August 30th, I posted on my Facebook page a story from NBC News from August 27th that more than 200 former Bush, McCain, and Romney staffers are endorsing Harris. And it doesn't surprise me one bit that she's endorsing Harris. And I would venture to say, I would bet that her dad is backing her on that, Dick Cheney. I bet he supports Harris. And I'm going to go as far as to say that before it's over, George Bush will come out and support Harris.
Yeah, yeah, probably. To your point, we had that story at least a week ago, maybe longer, about all those former staffers. And when you start to dig into it a little bit, you realize these were never really Republicans per se, many of them anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I guess in some ways Trump is a good thing for conservatives and Republicans, because if he doesn't get anything done other than get elected, even if he doesn't get elected, those Republicans who stood opposed to him, okay, some were opposed and they've changed their tune. Yep. Maybe it's for their own benefit or not. But somebody like a Liz Cheney, I like it when they speak out, because now we know, get rid of them, get rid of this person, get rid of that person, get rid of that person. Yeah. So at least
we may not have known in detail into how radically non-conservative they really are.
And speaking of radical, there may be some turning the corner, if you will, on big businesses and their, I guess, the kind of love affair they initially had with the whole concept of DEI.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other day we had a story, and I didn't get a chance to share it, but Molson Coors, okay, best known for producing Coors, they also have Miller Lite, they announced a bunch of changes to its DEI policies in an attempt to avoid the Bud Light effect.
Uh-huh. Smart on their part, I guess.
They're the latest to reverse its woke corporate policies. So that was a couple days ago. And this conservative activist is behind a lot of the pressure, Robbie Starbuck, and, you know, his online presence. He's calling these folks out in the corporate world. And it is making a difference, thankfully. Now we go to Sony and Firewalk Studios. They've announced the shutdown of its recently released Ultra Woke game. Really? Yeah, they produced a video game called Concord. And they have recently shut down the release less than 2 weeks after its launch, offering full refunds to all players who purchased the game for PS5 or PC. Sony invested an estimated $100 to $200 million in the game, proving once again that companies that go woke go broke. Yep.
Wow.
So there's hope.
Yep.
And coming up next, following that trend, things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, that you want to share, that, you know, put us in a good mood for the weekend. All right. That's coming up next, and it's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Oh, another day in paradise. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. 877-975-9825. Mike, what's making you smile?
Hey, it's very trivial, but what makes me smile is that shot you took at your wife, Betsy, for listening to TV while she sleeps. A lot of people do that. I do that. But just thought I'd mention it. Does make me smile.
I do it too, but I don't have problems sleeping. See, that's why I called her out on it. If you have problems sleeping and you have the TV on, you need to address that. Let's go to Rich. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning. On Yankees games, when they're on TV there, at the seventh inning stretch, they show it on TV too. They direct you to behind the home plate, and they have a great honor of the veterans from the Second World War, the Vietnam, the Korean War. And like last week, they had some 98-year-old guy standing there. He was happy as hell. He was singing along with God Bless America. And it's just a great thing to see.
Yeah, that makes me smile. Thank you. Kaz, what's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. Wow, what a show today. Thank God it's Friday, and I'm waiting for the new baby to come. That's making me smile. It's a beautiful day. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. And God bless you, and God bless America. Praying for you.
Right on. God bless you, Kaz. Tony, what's making you smile?
You and the listeners, I really appreciate the empathy and compassion you showed for that man on the air, and I appreciate the listeners calling in and trying to help him. That's one reason why I listen to you, Bob. You're a real dude. You have my respect to the utmost. I thank you for what you did to that man. Let's all lift that man up in prayer that the Lord will heal his family, heal this nation. Thank you, Bob. You're doing a good job.
Oh, thank you. I love what you just said. Let's go to Nostradamus. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, I'll tell you, I lost my internet connection and my house phone connection on this past Tuesday, and they give me a runaround on it why can't get it fixed. But it let me know just how much time we waste online, and I do a lot of shopping and stuff on there, which I can't do now. But because I'm a prepper, I don't have to worry about getting my groceries not delivered because I'm stocked up.
Right. Yeah, so it makes you smile that, it made you more aware of how time is spent. Coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Afternoons at 3.
U.S. employment gains were overstated by 82,000 jobs a month.
Sean Hannity.
A clear sign that the labor market was not nearly as strong as previous reports had suggested.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense at Shoot GTR. A photo is circulating, or I should say recirculating, of Governor Tim Walz. No shocker here, standing in front of a bakery holding a donut. But it's kind of ironic because the place he was doing that at, they were victims of his lockdown. The Trump folks jumped on it, shared the image of Walz with his donut, and said this bakery was forced to close their doors for good after 32 years of business due to Tampon Tim's COVID shutdown orders. Wow. Yeah. Not only is that sweet irony, it's also your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe weekend. See ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.